The Guardian's Luke Harding, who is in Sabratha, a UN, sorry, UNESCO World Heritage Site, which has been the subject of fighting recently. What's the state of the city, Luke?
I'm now in the centre of Sabratha. It's completely in rebel control, but there's enormous damage. There was a 3-day battle here, which ended on Tuesday when NATO jets dropped, the rebels say, 7 missiles on the sort of Gaddafi government headquarters. I'm standing in it now, really a scene of absolute devastation. There are upturned military vehicles, and sort of the officers' mess has been directly hit. There's a sort of sea of pulverized concrete and army boots. Rebels say two government fighters were killed here, whom they buried. And after that, the battle was pretty swiftly over. But what's interesting is that the rebels I've talked to, who've taken this major town, it's only about just over 60 kilometers from Tripoli on the western coast of Libya. They say that essentially that without this tremendous advantage, they would still be fighting. And I think this is what's turning this war, is this the ability to call in strikes. One other thing I was trying to investigate was whether there'd been damage to the ruins here. There's a Roman site, although it was significantly restored by Mussolini during the Italian occupation of Libya. And there has been some damage to a Roman column, but I discovered from locals being put up by Gaddafi about 10 years ago, so it's not authentic. But it seems that the Roman amphitheatre, which is one of the most spectacular in the world, has survived fighting. But otherwise, along the main street, there's a lot of damage, pot-marked buildings, blackened windows, shells all over the place. It was a big year. Strategically, it's very important. The rebels have now cut the road between Tunisia and Tripoli, and I think it's fair to say that they're on a...
And any indication of casualties during the battle, whether civilian or fighters?
The other dimension to the story is one of the guys who's been showing us around is from Manchester. He's called Akram and left the UK 2 months ago to take part in the fighting. I mean, he was with a platoon of 17 fighters who managed to fight their way into the central four-star hotel. He says that none of his men were killed. And it's a surreal scene there. There are sleeping fighters sort of basically lying on cushions in the hotel lobby. There are sort of postums to Libya. Libya is serenity and freedom. And next to that are sort of bullet holes in the wall and revolutionary slogans saying, "Down with Gaddafi." I mean, the whole scene is a kind of mixture of the kind of the martial and the tourism, because this is a major tourist city for Libya, and I think probably will be again in the future. But it seems they've met with a relatively small casualties. We saw some blood stains from when the government forces managed to hit the hotel roof, but no one killed.
And what's next for Akram and his fellow fighters?
Well, I mean, I was just chatting to him. I've met another guy called Adam, who says he's from Manchester as well. He's another British guy. There seems to be a kind of northern brigade here who's also been living in the UK for 20 years and fled Libya for political reasons, and has come back. And I said, "Well, look, you might get killed." And he said, "Well, it doesn't matter. We came to the UK because we were fleeing. We didn't want anything, and now it's time to liberate our country." So... But it's amazing how many English voices you hear here. It's been a rather staggering morning.
Thanks very much, Luke.